While Vincent de Paul himself was born in 1581, the society wasn't founded until 1833, and called it, they gave it the name Vincent de Paul because of his great record in France for poor people. He was born in Dax in the south of France, and he really was kind of a career priest starting out, which was interesting, kind of had an ambition to kind of get a parish, maybe be a bishop. But it was really when he met poor people that he was touched by God and his heart changed. And that was when he went to work on the galley ships in France and the conditions of the galley slaves. Mm. And he started to try and he got a hospital going for them and just trying to be with them. And from that, then he started to he was working for a family called the Legondi family. Monsieur Legondi was master of the galleys, and Madame Legondi had huge estates, and she felt that the spiritual welfare of the people working on the estates wasn't being looked after, because there was a lot of corruption in the church at the time. So Vincent started to give retreats, and his popularity grew, and he got three or four men. And from that, the congregation of the mission started, and they subsequently were called the Vincentian Fathers. And we have them here in Sunday as well in Cork and in Phibsborough in Dublin. There are about 4,000 men in 86 countries.
And so then how did the whole Vincent de Paul Society get started?
So that was 1844. It was just after the French Revolution in Paris, and there was tremendous poverty and turbulence. There had been sort of the monarchy had reigned, and then it was a republic, and it was an awful time for poor people. And there was a group of students at the Sorbonne University, and they were challenged about what is your church doing for poor people. And one of the students was a young man called Frederick Osnam. He was only 21, an intellectual giant. Like, by the time he was 26, he had a doctor of law and of literature. And he and a group of young companions got together and thought, well, what will we do? And they discussed it, and they had advice from Father Lacardaire, who was a Dominican at the time and a very prominent member of the Dominican order in France. And they decided to start to go and visit poor people. But they didn't know, it'd be like if a group started today in Trinity College or wherever, where would you find poor people in Ireland today? They're not that visible, really. So they enlisted the help of a daughter of charity whom Vincent had founded in his time. And Sister Rosalie Rondeau brought them to the first of the poor families that they began to visit. And I just think sometimes Sister Rosalie should probably get the credit in that she introduced them to the families.
Mm, she started them all off.
She really did, and guided them, because they wouldn't have had experience. How do you visit? And she said to them, just be kind and love. And I suppose that's applicable today in the Ireland of 2007 as it was in Paris in 1833.
Well, now, you brought up a good point there when you said that they wouldn't know where to look. And I'm sure that's something for people that's very relevant in today's society, because people think Celtic Tiger Ireland, why do we still need the Vincent de Paul?
It is indeed. I'm tired when I'm, say, at a social gathering and somebody asks, what do you work with, or what's your, you're in the Vincent de Paul, what are you doing in Ireland today in the Vincent de Paul? And they kind of look aghast, and you always feel you're kind of defending yourself. And I suppose, like, it's, you know, the Vincent de Paul last year spent 7.5 million on cash assistance to loan to people, and 4 million on food. So that really says something. The country is way better off, and a lot of poor people, thank God, that were poor way back have now, the families have employment and all of that. But if you are on a low income, and if you're on social welfare, there are times in your year when you'll need some extra support. And if you haven't, I mean, those of us that are fortunate enough to have bank accounts can borrow from banks or credit unions. But if you don't have that facility, and you have three or four children going back to school, or indeed a burial in a family, or illness, things like that that might knock your budget out. And a lot of the time, the people we help, it's really at times of that. Why we visit all the time, because the befriending role is as important as the help we give to people. But very often people might need material help throughout the year, but there's certain times, as I say, back to school, Christmas, confirmation, Holy Communion, a burial, an illness. They're the times when they might really need our support.
Mm. And what about, you're talking about visiting people. I mean, is there a stigma around that? Do people say, oh, you know, there's Mrs. Jones next door now, and she has the Vincent de Paul in every week?
Yeah, it is a difficulty, particularly in more rural areas. It's not so much like, say, in cities, because we wouldn't really be known, and we can kind of going in and out of people's homes, or we can always arrange to meet people at a place convenient for them. It is difficult in rural areas, and we try to be very sensitive about that. And of course, our work is confidential, but it can pose problems. But sometimes when people, when they're at their lowest, they just put their pride in their pocket, and we have to be very careful about their dignity, and they call for help.
So the visitations, I suppose, are as important, or if not, maybe more important than the financial support.
Oh, I think so, because when you really befriend a family and get to know the children's birthdays and what's going on in their lives, you can then sort of see what their dreams are. And I suppose the Vincent de Paul Society's mission is to help people to fulfil their dreams. So you come across a child who really would love to be a musician or go to college or whatever their little dream is. And maybe with your encouragement, they may live in a home sometimes where parents haven't had a good fortune to go to even second level schools. So there maybe isn't the support there, or sometimes there isn't the interest there in helping them. But we can get in behind that family and maybe encourage the parents to look at it differently, and that the difference education could make. We're very keen on supporting children in education. And so I think the befriending role does that. If you get an interest in their football or their soccer team that they're following, as I say, their birthday or what they're reading, you can encourage them like you would your own children. And I suppose the encouragement and the affirmation is the biggest thing you can give to a child.